This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. It is a special ringside edition of WHL This Week as we check in on Philadelphia Flyers defenseman and former Kelowna Rocket Luke Shen. Shen was recently in the Okanagan skating with his old team. We'll catch up with him in a second. And the Swift Current Broncos are looking to get back in the playoffs for the first time since 2009. Bronco captain Adam Lowry will join us as well. You know, in Kelowna, the Rockets have been a defenseman factory over the years. Shea Weber, Josh Georges, Tyler Myers, and, of course, former first-round pick Luke Shen. Now, during the NHL lockout, Shen has been skating with the Rockets at practice. Voice of the Rockets, Regan Bartel, has more.
It's not often you find an NHL player at a Kelowna Rocket practice, but that's the case here during the NHL lockout. Luke Shen, former Kelowna Rocket, now with the Philadelphia Flyers. What is it like to be here with your junior team practicing?
It's a little bit weird, I guess, to say that, you know, you're practicing here pretty much just about in October. Normally you'd be gone by now and well into training camp, but, you know, obviously I had a great time here in Kelowna, and this organization did a lot of great things for me, and being around in Kelowna and come out and, you know, not only skate for myself and practice and try to keep in shape, but maybe help out a little bit too once in a while if guys need it, or just come out and, you know, work hard with the guys. It's pretty fun to be back. Obviously, you'd like to be with your own team, but, you know, this is awesome and pretty lucky that, you know, Husk is allowing me to come out here.
You said you share a little bit of knowledge with the players. I mean, do they ask you questions, or is it basically they're watching you and hopefully you can give them something off of that?
Well, this is my second practice now. I was out here last week, and, you know, I'm just kind of starting to get to know the guys, and I've talked a little bit with, you know, Bowie and Severson and a few guys like that, and then, you know, Charchase from Saskatoon. So I'm kind of getting to know the guys here as I go, but, you know, a bunch of great guys, and if I can help or they do need help or have any questions, then I'm definitely willing to, but if not, just go out here and, you know, try not to make myself look too bad in front of these guys, and, yeah. Just try to work hard and kind of show them, you know, maybe what it takes from that perspective.
Do you feel old?
A little bit. I mean, I guess I am only a couple years away from maybe some of the 20-year-olds here. Yeah. I never really thought of that. But, no, I guess just a little more experience. And like I said, I had a great time playing here in Kelowna and actually came to the game on Saturday night too. So it's a little bit weird watching everything from this angle and practicing. You know, there's pro guys that came out back in the day when I was playing on the Rockets, and you look at them as old guys, and maybe now I'm that guy a little bit.
Okay, now just tell me about the lockout here. I mean, what have you made any plans now? We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Do you have anything firmed up there?
No plans yet. You know, maybe Europe at some point is an option, but for right now, just stay here and continue to practice and work out, and, you know, we'll see. You know, you kind of, I guess it's so cliche, you take it week by week and stuff, hoping that a deal will get done one of these days, and if not, then the longer it drags out, I guess Europe's definitely an option.
It's got to be an ideal fit, though, for you, right? I mean, for you to go to Europe, especially if, let's say, it is for 2 months or a month?
Yeah, I mean, I've been to Europe a few times and got a pretty good feel of what it's like over there, just being over there with Team Canada a few times. And, you know, there's some good players heading over, and obviously the leagues are pretty good to begin with. So it's definitely a good option, but, you know, you just don't want to make anything prematurely. And there's still a lot of North Americans that haven't gone over yet, so... you know, we'll just kind of hang tight for now.
You got sweater number 22, or at least that's the number you're wearing with Philly. Why 22?
Number 2 is retired and by Mark Howe, and number 5, Braden Coburn has. So I just figured 22 would be, you know, keep it simple, easy fit.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, good to see you once again, and I guess enjoy the lockout as best you can.
All right, thanks a lot.
The best players in hockey's best development league. World-class coaching, top-notch facilities, passionate fans. This is the Western Hockey League. Former Kelowna Rockets defenseman, now starring with the Nashville Predators, Shea Weber.
It definitely preps you for the NHL game. They're very similar schedule styles, and everything as far as on the ice and off the ice, they make sure that you're ready and prepared to play in the NHL.
Weber with a drive, he scores! Right off the faceoff! He hammered that one!
Former Saskatoon Blades defenseman, now with the Colorado Avalanche, Stephen Elliott.
I chose the Western Hockey League because it's the best junior hockey league out there, and it provides the best competition and prepares you the best for the NHL.
Elliott moves across. It's shot, scored! How about that? After a great defensive play, he scored the go-ahead goal, Stephen Elliott.
The WHL, it's your time.
The Swift Current Broncos are out to a good start. Now they're looking to take that next step. Sean Mullen caught up with Broncos captain Adam Lowry.
Adam, back for your fourth year in Swift Current, getting to wear the C. What's it been like so far this season for you?
I'm excited. I think our team's kind of turned the page. I think the last 2 years have kind of been a struggle, and we've been building and we've been trying to get back to the playoffs. And I think we started the year on the right foot. We've been playing pretty consistently. We've been in every game, and I think that's a positive we can take out of this moving ahead.
First of all, just tell me what it means to you to get to wear the C.
It's an honor. I know a lot of great players have worn the C for the Broncos in the past, and to have the respect of not only the coaching staff, but your teammates as well. And I know there's a lot of great leaders in our room, so to be recognized as one of those was something I was pretty proud of.
You were away from the game longer than most of your teammates were because of your injury in December. So how much were you itching to get back on the ice when you started, and how has it been? Is everything working well? Your wrist working well?
Yeah, I had a long off season, I guess you can say, and it allowed me to get stronger and kind of improve my game off the ice, and it gave me a different perspective on the game. I was able to watch the last half of last year from the stands and kind of see how I was played, and I think that's helped me, and it's going to help me grow as a player. And I was itching to get out there, and I think it was evident in the first game. I took some penalties that I shouldn't have taken. I think it was just because I was so antsy to play. And I think now that we've played a few games, I've kind of settled down, kind of got back into the routine, getting the chemistry back with my line mates. I'm excited for this year.
How have you evolved as a player, Adam? I know people talked about your skating. It sure seems like that's an element you've worked really hard on, and you're able to catch up to guys skating a straight line now. And your strength is certainly something I know you've talked about working on. So just sort of talk about the ways you've tried to improve here.
I think it's no secret that, I've had to work on my skating throughout my career, and I think it's something I put a lot of time in. And just getting stronger as I've matured as a person, I think I've gained a lot of weight since I've come into the league, and it's something every day you have to keep working on. And making that switch to center, it's kind of changed the way I have to play. I have to be responsible on both ends, but it's a challenge I'm looking forward to.
Well, you're a team that this season so far has lost several close games, whether it's in overtime or in regular time, and had your share of wins as well. Is it a matter of learning how to win for a team that hasn't been in a position to be a contending team before, at least over the last 2 years?
I think we just need to learn how to close out games. It's a new position for our team to be in. We haven't been there in the last couple of years. Wins have been few and far between, and this year we've blown some leads where we've been up a few goals, and we haven't been able to kind of take away all their momentum. We've given them a sniff and then kind of let them back in the game. And I think, as we continue to grow this year, it should be something we should be able to, fix.
Your father is back in the league this year, and he's in the other conference, obviously, so you don't get to see him all that often. But what is that going to be like for you when you have to face off with your dad, with him coaching the other team?
I'm looking forward to it. I know he's got Victoria playing. They're playing really well right now, and I'm excited. I haven't faced off against my dad. And, my first year in the league was his first year in the NHL, and so it's going to be something new. I think it's going to be hardest on my mom, who to cheer for. I think she's going to hope for it to go to overtime or a shootout, so at least we all get points. But I'm hoping to go into Victoria and our team play a good game, and hopefully we can beat them.
All right, thanks a lot, Adam.
Thank you.
And that's this week's show. Special thanks to Regan Bartel in Kelowna, as well as Sean Mullen and Swift Current for their help. Thanks, guys. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.